Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Burning Eddie. Written by Scott Gardner and read by Stig Weems. Chapter 6, Panther. After school that Friday, I watched a group of motorbikes ride past the front gate. The riders carried packs, and the five of them travelled in one long line to the bridge on Amett's Creek. I could hear them shouting through their helmets at one another, though I only made out a few words. They were talking about the shack. The shack was built before we moved to Bellin, probably a long time before. Poles of mountain ash support walls and a roof of corrugated iron. No door to swing open, just a hole in one wall. It has an earth floor and a chimney formed of bent iron that vents most of the smoke from the fireplace into the surrounding bush. The roof above the fire is soot black with initials scraped in it by wet fingers. My initials and others. It's far enough away from the gurgling Amett's Creek that I don't have water nightmares when I'm camping there, and about 3 km from the bridge below our place. It was an exciting find when I was 11, and I've stayed in it quite a few times. One group of boys about my age use it and line the walls with their empty bottles of beer and whiskey. I've never been to the shack when they've been around, but I found a full can of VB there one Sunday and thought about drinking it. I knew it would have been illegal, and I thought I might have had trouble walking home afterwards, so I didn't drink it. If I had found it on a Saturday, I might have drunk it. They were heading for the shack, and I smiled as I looked at the clear evening sky. A perfect night to play Terrorise the Tourist. I put Toby to bed just after sunset, and Mum thanked me. I told her I was going camping, and she said that was good. Told me to be careful. I slipped on my heavy cotton ex-army greatcoat and checked the pockets. Cigarette lighter, coil of fishing line, hook and sinker, knife, and, in the breast pocket, a stash of muesli bars for emergencies.